The Grind.
It's The Grind
with Nathan McCray.
There's just no way you can get enough of me. Yo, mister.
Giving real insight needed daily. Call 657-383-1291. That's 657-383-1291. It's blogtalkradio.com, The Grind 101. Join your host, Nathan McCray, 8 a.m. Eastern, every Tuesday through Thursday, for an unscripted conversation. It's The Grind, 657-383-1291.
Hey, wake up. It's The Grind. Hey, let me tell y'all something. There's something out there that's way scarier than just those ghosts and goblins that you're trying to dress up for your Halloween party. There's something way scarier than Superman and Wonder Woman, scary Superman and Wonder Woman that you're trying to dress up like, dress your kids up like for Halloween. We're going to talk about the other side. Sounds a little creepy, but guess what? It's scary. It ain't just creepy. It's scary. But I want to play a song this morning, and I want to play it in honor of my amazing wife. Actually, just got home this morning. I know she loves this young lady, so I want to play it because, you know, it's going to speak to your heart. Open your heart, ladies and gentlemen. Open your heart.
Alone in a room, it's just me and you. I feel so lost, 'cause I don't know what to do. Now what if I choose the wrong thing to do? I'm so afraid of disappointing you. So I need to talk to you and ask you for guidance, especially today, when my life is so cloudy. Guide me until I'm sure I open my heart.
Yes, Yolanda. Yes, Yolanda. Sing it, man. We slowed things down a bit for you guys this morning. Again, play that song in honor of my amazing wife. You know, she just got back in town bright and early this morning. And I know she loves herself some Yolanda Adam. And I asked her one time, I said, man, why? I said, why do you have like this entire playlist of just Yolanda Adams? And she said, because I love her. I just love her spirit. I love who she is, you know. And you know, it's an amazing thing, man, when you find the thing that you really love and, you know, you find the person and the stuff that you really love, you know, to do. It's an amazing thing. So, you know, let's talk about something this morning, you know, and it's something that I've talked about for a long time. And we've actually patterned our life behind it. You know, whether we like it or not, there's three different types of living that we can do. And I'll explain those to you. I'll let you know what those three different types of living are here in just a moment. But, you know, there's some popping up that we need to do in terms of our life, you know, trying to figure out what it is that we want to do, how we want to do it, when we want to do it, and just finally put, you know, the pedal to the metal. And when we understand exactly what it is that we want to do, we may not always know the how, but we know the why, and we know that we want to do something, and the why is enough. But at first, the first thing you got to do is you got to say yes to your life, and you got to be ready to move yourself to the next level, no matter what anybody else thinks, no matter how many, you know, risks you need to take, albeit calculated risk, as you got to do something different in order to have something different, right?
You've got to say yes to your life. You've got to say yes. Yes to my dreams. Yes to me. Yes, I can make it. Yes, I can. Doesn't matter how many failures I've made. Doesn't matter how many mistakes I've endured. Doesn't matter about my defeats. Doesn't matter about what I've done. Yes. So you've got to learn to stand up to yourself inside yourself and short circuit, override that conversation that's always going on. 85% of what that conversation will tell you is negative. It's negative. It will tell you you're tired when you really are not tired. It will tell you you can't do it. It will fill you with fear. So you've got to watch that conversation. And when you find it going on, you've got to stand up to it and say, I'm going to do this anyhow. I'm afraid, but I'm afraid not to do it. And I'm not going to let you stop. Many people go through life never getting in touch with their greatness because of the lack of motivation to push themselves, or because they have not found something that they believe to be worthwhile to challenge them. What contribution are you giving? What are you giving? Many people will leave the universe without a trace. No one will know they were here. A lot of people never take a chance in life. They don't want to take any chances. They want the situation to be ideal. See, that's not walking by faith. That's walking by sight. If I can see it, I'll do it. No. That's a lot of people say, if I can see it, I'll believe it. No. If you believe it, you can see it.
If you believe it, you can see it. Man, you got to say yes to your life. And, you know, there's some things that we have to do in order to be able to say yes, because a lot of us are trigger shy. A lot of us don't understand, you know, exactly what we need to do and how we need to do it, so we never do it. But let's talk about the other side, because, you know, the other side can be very scary, because when you look at everything in life, there are at least two sides to everything that happens in life, or everything in life, period. There are at least two sides. Now, some of you are roaming through your brains right now, and you're trying to figure out, you know, I know some one-sided things. Yeah, there are some definite one-sided conversations in that person's mind. Or when you look at it from the outside looking in, you can say that was a one-sided conversation. That person said a lot, and they hardly said anything. But that didn't mean it wasn't at least two sides. The other person just didn't talk. Maybe the person didn't say anything at all. But there were still two sides. So there are at least two sides to everything. And you have to ask yourself, what side are you on? There are two sides in relationships. There are two sides to a coin. You know that for a fact. There are two sides to every story. Man, there's a golden rule that I learned from my dad early on, before I even left for the military. He said, son, he said, there are always two sides to every story. And I heard that again once I got married. You know, when we first, you know, started out, we're getting used to being around each other after you've had your freedom, you know, and you can basically, you know, don't have to worry about coming home and, you know, and seeing, you know, a person for the rest of your life. So you got to love that person, right? But you have to get accustomed to that, you know, at first. So when we got to that point, you know, I would call my mom up and say, you know, mom and dad would say, hey, you know, this woman's crazy. You know, this woman's dad. And they would say, son, when you married her, she became, you know, our daughter, just like flesh and blood. So I'm not going to be biased and I'm not going to take your side, because there are two sides to every story. If we're going to affect any change, we're going to have to know what both sides of the story are. And the second rule that I learned, the golden rule that we live by, is my dad told me, son, he said, never involve other people in your personal business, especially your relationship. He said, because the more people you let into your personal business, once you resolve whatever the issue are that you and your spouse are going through, now you got to figure out how to get those people out. Now you got to figure out how to change, you know, their mind about the person, because you talk so much junk about them because you were angry. That's what they call the heat of the moment. So that's why we have to stop and sit back and measure, just cool down for a moment. It's hard sometimes. It's hard, but we have to sit back and look and see, okay, so is this really as bad as I think it is? And one thing I know for sure, you know, you heard in the Bible, it says, you know, never let the sun set on your anger, right? Not sure if that's, you know, even a scripture. I just always heard it. If somebody knows that scripture, shoot it to me. I love to quote it for all of you, you know, you people that, you know, love to hang on the Bible scripture. So if you know it, send it to me. So actually, never go to bed angry. And one thing I know is that the next morning when you wake up, things don't always seem as bad as they were the night before or the day before. It's just a little edge been taken off, and that's the emotion in you that's gone down. And sometimes some of you are saying, well, I went to sleep mad and I woke up mad. That's just how bad it was. And there are those moments as well. But most of the time, the next day, things just aren't as bad as you think they are when you stop and you think about them for a moment. And you take the emotions out of it and you try and rationalize what's best and what just happened and how it's going to affect you and how it's affecting you right now. So, you know, I know that's a golden rule that I've always learned, but, you know, but the list goes on and on when you talk about two sides to every coin and two sides in a relationship and two sides to every story. This just goes on and on and on. But when it comes to your peace of mind, and when it comes to, you know, your success, which side are you on? What side are you on? I mean, ultimately, right, the objective is to be on the best side, right? The best side. Is it the best side or is it the right side? Is there a difference in the two? You know, are they one and the same or are they different? The best side may be the winning side, but you personally don't agree with the logistics of how the winning is being done. So at that moment, they say there has to be a winner and there has to be a loser. So that's at the moment, they won. So they were, quote unquote, the best team. How they beat you, that's the logistics of how they did what they did. Or do you feel you are on the right side? Because it feels good. feels like you're making a difference. Feels like you're making a difference. It feels good in the heart. But you're broke, you're busted, and you're disgusted doing what you're doing. See, and this kind of happens when you build a business solely based on emotions. Emotions, let me put a word in front of emotions because I'm not advocating anybody being emotionless, but misplaced emotions. Misplaced emotions will give you that feeling. If everything feels good, I feel like I'm making a difference, but I don't feel as if I'm prospering. I don't feel as if I'm prospering physically. I don't feel as if I'm prospering financially. I just don't feel like I'm prospering. I'm helping other people. And the epitome of being successful is to be able to help other people be successful. But you have to be first partaker in that thing, right? So that means we go back to the putting the oxygen mask on yourself first, right? And we talked about that last week. We talked about, you know, you climbing the ladder of success and not continually dropping down or falling down it to grab other people and try and keep pushing them, because inevitably you trying to help three or four people get to the top when you can be helping and being the inspiration for hundreds or thousands or even millions sometimes just through your success. So you have to make that choice, right? So we're talking about the other side and what, you know, what's the other side? Because it all boils down to choices. You know, what choices are you making and what are you basing those choices on, right? What are you basing those choices on? Oh, somebody sent me the scripture here. Okay, thank you, Princess and Val. Looks like they said that's in Ephesians 4 and 2. Ephesians 4 and 26. Be ye angry, sin not, let not the sun go down. And I'm looking at it on my watch, so I can't see the whole thing. But I'm sure it says, let not the sun go down on your anger. So it is a scripture. So, guys, you know, there you have it, Ephesians 4 and 26. Awesome. Thank you, Val and Princess. So when we're actually making those choices, because it boils down to the choices, what choices are we making and what are we basing those choices on? And here's the gist of it. There are three types of living that we can do. And this is all, it all boils down to the choices that you're making, right? There's risk-free living, all right? Risk-free living. And there's reckless living. And then there's calculated. So we can just take living out. There's risk-free, reckless, and calculated. So, you know, we've heard the old saying, you know, about the other side as well. And I'll talk about those three here in just a moment. But we've heard the old saying that says the grass ain't always greener on the other side. But we don't often find that out until we're on the other side. Why is that? Why do we glare over the fence and we see looks like the grass is greener and we just willy-nilly jump the fence and we're trying to figure out that there was something that happened that got this grass so green? What was it? Was it a sacrifice or is this just artificial turf? Is there somebody really growing good grass over here and it's green because they've maintained it, they've taken care of it, you know, they're doing what they should be doing, or boom, man, I just found out that this is artificial turf. And it just looks this way all the time, no matter what they do over here on this side. This grass is just permanently green because they took a shortcut, right? So the grass ain't always greener on the other side. But here's one thing that I know. When you're talking about making the decisions on what side you need to be on, the core decision for which lifestyle, guys, you're going to live is squarely on your shoulders. Now, I say the core decision because there are a lot of people that tell you which lifestyle you should live and which lifestyle is best, and it's obvious. All right, I gave you three lifestyles, and some of you have already surmised which one of those lifestyles is the best. All right, but we're going to talk about that in a moment. But that core decision for which lifestyle you live is squarely on your shoulders. So which will you or which have you chosen? So ask yourself, out of the three lifestyles, which are you currently in right now? So let's break those down a little bit. And some of them are self-explanatory. We talk about risk-free living. Now, risk-free living, that kind of sounds like, okay, I'm going to be a very healthy person. I'm never going to have any broken bones. You know, I'm always going to be comfortable. I'm always going to be safe. I don't have to worry about, you know, doing anything that's going to take me out of the norm because I know what the norm is. And I'm cool with the norm. I'm comfortable with the norm. Everybody around me is cool with the norm. We're just one big happy community with the norm. We're just one big happy, mediocre, average community of people. And we're good. We live in our own little bubble, our own little world over here, and we call this, you know, risk-free land. We don't have to do anything out of the ordinary, and we're going to make sure that we're always on the up and up over here. So in this bubble, time stands still. When you live a risk-free life, time stands still. Now, we always say that one thing in life is constant, and it is constant, and that's change. Change is always constant. But there is a way that you can live in a world that will cause time to stand still, but just in that world. And some of you are in that world. You've never done anything different in life. You are a creature of what they call habit. Now, there are good habits and there are bad habits, but you're a creature of just risk-free habits. I'm never going to take any risks in life. So time stands still for you, right? And so you look up one day, you finally step outside of the bubble, and you like that movie, I'm Gonna Get You, Sucker, when the guy finally got out of prison, you know, and he had the fish aquarium shoes, and he's walking down the street, and back in the 60s, the fish aquarium shoes was all that. So he had real fish in the shoe heels. And he walked out of prison, and he noticed thing around him had changed. He's like, oh my gosh, you know, they're not wearing these type shoes anymore. They're not wearing the clothes that I have on anymore. Man, how did I miss this? Because you were in the box. You were in that bubble living a risk-free life, being comfortable, not knowing what's going on around you, wearing the same clothes, the same shoes, your hair the same way, you know, makeup the same way. Guys, you still got those seersucker suits that you're wearing that you wore back in the 70s, and you've never went out and tried to upgrade your wardrobe any. You've never tried to wear your hair different. You've never tried to do anything different, guys and gals. Nothing. So, but when you step out of that bubble, you notice that the colors are more vivid. The shines, the sun is shining brighter. Because there's so many people in that box, man, you're climbing on top of each other. You don't know, you know, if you're coming or going. You're just living comfortable. You're eating Cheetos and Doritos and drinking Cokes and getting fat and happy. And you're good. Feels good. So now here you are. You step out of the box and you figure, you know what? I've been living this risk-free life. I need to do something different, which brings us to the second one, reckless living. The reckless lifestyle. So automatically you jump out of that lifestyle that you were in and you just start doing stuff. Man, you jump out, and next thing you know, you at a 24-hour club, you go there and the sun is up, and you come out and it's morning. Right? You go there and it's 9 o'clock at night, you come out and the sun is shining. You've been in it all day. You start doing drugs, you start drinking, you start doing all kinds of crazy stuff, and you just start living a reckless life. Why? Because you feel you've been left behind. And now you feel as if you need to catch up. Or you start making decisions in business that are reckless. Or you start making decisions for your family that are reckless. Or even worse, you start making decisions for other people that are reckless. See, guys, this is why I'm telling you, the core decision of which lifestyle you live is squarely on your shoulders. So that means that the next person, which lifestyle they live, that decision ultimately is on their shoulders. So the reckless lifestyle is that lifestyle that you don't want to live. The risk-free lifestyle is that lifestyle that you don't want to live. So now that brings us to the third lifestyle, the calculated lifestyle. Now, a lot of you, when you hear calculated, you hear, you think, you know, well, I don't want to be analytical. I don't want to be the person that's frozen by, you know, every little detail. No, the calculated lifestyle is you making those calculated risks that you need, because that's what they are. When you don't have the proven results, like you haven't gotten the actual result for yourself yet or anything close to it, because you get out what you put in. If you haven't gotten the result yourself, ladies and gentlemen, it's a risk. But is it a calculated risk? So if your risks are calculated, that means now, see, now you're ebbing, you're flowing. You know, when you hear people say, you know, the military, you know, conducted a calculated attack, a precision attack. That means they got into the CO, and then they got there, and they went to command center, and they said, you know what, let's figure out exactly where we're going to strike, when we're going to strike, and how we're going to strike. For those of you that are ex-military, you're in the military, you know exactly what I'm saying, because, you know, you always have to have a plan. Now, it doesn't take long to formulate that plan, and it most certainly doesn't take long to execute it, because when you start executing any plan, especially in war, war is always chaos, just much like life. Life is always chaos. So when you start moving and doing things, a lot of things start happening around you. There becomes more and more moving parts. But you see different things going on around you. But all you know is that I've calculated this to be this way. And I've left myself some wiggle room, because you want to be able to ebb and flow. So that calculated lifestyle is you in your business, in your relationship. And everything you do in life, you're calculating it. Now, there are going to be moments when you just didn't have the time to calculate it. And those risks are a little bit riskier than others. But those moments are few and far in between, because you've created a habit of calculating your risks. Now, does that mean being frozen? Does that mean not moving when you should move? One of the greatest skill sets for successful people is to be able to calculate on the fly, is to be able to ebb and flow, adjust, to calculate what the outcome is intended to be and how you can affect the outcome to make it what you need to be. See, because, ladies and gentlemen, you can't always have the exact results that someone else has. But what are you willing to put into it to get the results out of it that you want to get out of it? And sometimes we're not able to calculate that on the fly. And because we don't have all of the answers, we freeze. And when you freeze, you fall into risk-free mode. So one of the greatest skill sets a person that is climbing a ladder of success can have is to be able to make decisions on the fly. You've heard it time and time again. Successful people make decisions quick and they're slow to turn back, because we learn from our successes, our challenges, and our success, right? We learn from both. So that's why we're slow to turn back. The slow to turn back piece is that we don't hem and haw and contemplate and talk about and get hung up on what happened. We note it, boom, okay, so next time I don't need to do X, Y, and Z. Okay, boom, note it. Let me keep moving. And we keep moving. But the people that contemplate and the people that get caught up, there are those misplaced emotions. Those misplaced emotions says concentrate on the problem and not the solution. And every time you stop to concentrate on the problem, the solution escapes you further and further and further. It gets blurrier and blurrier because you miss the solution in the contemplation of the problem. So now successful people are the people that say, you know what, this is how this is happening. I see it. Boom, how can I affect it? Can I affect any change here? Hey, how can I help here? Boom, boom, boom. No, you can't help. Okay, now how high do I need to climb so I can rise above it so that I don't get pulled down into it? Because I have something to do. I have some place to go. I have people that I need to see, things I need to do. So you move, you rise above it, and you keep moving on. See, this is what I'm talking about, ladies and gentlemen, when I say rung by rung. step by step. You have to keep climbing the ladder and not keep falling down the ladder. Because when you keep falling down the ladder just to go in and try to affect change in a spot that you don't need to be affecting change in, it's when now you can't be that light that you're called to be. See, it's a lot of there's a lot of mixed feelings about what success really means. And your level of success is what it really means to you, right? What is your level of success? What is success to you? Now, before you answer that question, let me tell you the version that I want. Your version of what success means to you is I don't want the dumbed down version. I don't want the version that says, because I can't, in the past I couldn't do this, I've settled for this. I want the version of what success is to you based on how you used to dream when you were 14, 15 years old. Before your mindset got tainted by the I can't, and if you do that, this will happen, or you shouldn't do that. You may not want to this is what happened. I did that, and this is – I want the you that's saying, this is decisions that I'm making based on when I basically felt like I could conquer the world. That's when you're making those right decisions. When you're climbing that ladder of success, you're making the right decisions, and you're making them on the fly. And if you take nothing from this show this morning, ladies and gentlemen, I want you to take that piece right there. I want you to get good at actually making decisions without stopping what you do, without stopping your progress. Not allowing those misplaced emotions to keep you standing still. You know, I talked about, you know, on a call last night, I was talking about, you know, a business tip, and I talked about, you know, in your business, you got to have different buckets of money. You got to have a budget for marketing. You got to have a budget, you know, for products. You got to have, you know, your play money. And when you're climbing the ladder of success, that bucket for play money is the smallest bucket, right? Because that bucket for play money, you're making a sacrifice to get where you want to be. So that bucket's the smallest bucket, right? So then you've got the money that you know you have to have for things that you have to pay, right? That's your expenses. And these expenses are necessary expenses. But what are the things that are just luxuries? Where the play money is where you trim that fat from. Right. So when you trim enough fat from the play money, what can I sacrifice over here that I don't really need to get every month or every week? And so what can I actually use over here to get more products? What can I actually use over here to market for my business? How many dollars can I allocate to these two buckets to take my business to the next level? And that's how a business person thinks. And that's how you take the emotions out of it. So when you get to the other side and now you see what it is that you thought you saw, you've made a calculated decision on why it was advantageous for you to go to the other side, right? So you're looking at when a person tells you, hey, look, things are great here, or we're doing things like this here. Well, that's a decision point, right? That point, that's the point where you have to make a decision on do I or don't I. And some people make decisions based on other people's emotions. How hyped they were about it. No matter, they could have said that, you know, we're selling dirt sandwiches over here, and people are buying these dirt sandwiches like crazy. And oh my gosh, and they're so excited, and you're an excitable person. You get excited. So you start, you know, signing up to sell dirt sandwiches. Even though you know that people aren't really buying dirt sandwiches, but you don't find out that that's not a great business deal until you get to the other side. And that's how we're functioning in life a lot of times. We're making decisions based on misplaced emotions. And that's scary. Every day we wake up and we open ourselves up to everybody else around us so that they can write and inscribe anything that they want to write and inscribe on us, anything. And when we do that, that puts us in a confused mindset. And we don't, and we know that a confused mind does nothing. So, but we wake up like that every single day. We don't have our own on the side that we should be on, which is the right side, the best side. Because if it's the right side and the best side, it feels good and you're winning. So you have to find the side that gives you both. You want the side that gives you both. So you have to take those misplaced emotions and you have to turn only exhibit the good emotions, which is there's no negativity, right? So now you're all positive. So now on this side over here, I'm able to make good calculated decisions based on good emotions. And what do I mean when I say good emotions? Guys, social media is probably one of the worst, I should say, thermostats that you could, or the worst things that you could allow to actually change or control your temperature, right? Because depending upon who you follow or depending upon who you're friends with on Facebook or whatever other social media outlets are, depending on who your circle of social media is, you could log on at any point in time and see negative stuff or positive stuff or both. And it, and a lot of us were allowing social media to feed the negative into our day. And we take that and we run with it. So how do we change that? We change it by being the author. We change it by being the creator. So if we all take the opportunity to stop accentuating the negative and accentuate the positive, then there'll be more positive mindsets throughout the day, right? So no negative misplaced emotions, because there are some people, guys, just, you know, don't get me wrong. I don't live in a bubble. I know that there are people. I know that there are people that actually go through some things, right? They go through some stuff. And we're on social media every day, and we can't censor out everything. We just can't filter it all out. Things are going to happen. But there are those people that you can go to the social media page and it seems like they're fighting the world. But guess what? That may not be the life they're really living, because there are some things that actually people love in this world, and people always love to see a good fight for some reason. So people say, you know what, I'm going to make money off of the negativity. So I'm going to talk about this person or talk about that person, send a subliminal message over here, and I'm just going to be Mr. or Mrs. Controversial. People are going to know me for my negative emotion. So if that's what you're shooting for, then when you wake up on social media, pick a fight with somebody and say stuff like, you know, nobody can beat me, so stop trying. Yeah, here's for all of my haters. Yeah, we all wake up and we have those moments every now and then where we have to address them. But for the most part, guys, when you put it out there, when you're putting the negativity out there, it's like raising your hand. It's like painting yourself red in a field of white. It's like being a flashing red light. Here I am. I'm over here. All of the negativity I'm attracting to me. So people get focused on you. And then we turn the likes and the follows into I'm winning. No, you're losing. Because now what are you going to do with that? How are you turning that into income? Last I checked, the only people that were actually giving out, you know, money for somebody being negative and just downright, I don't even want to say the I word. You know, last time I checked, that was those little smut things like TMZ and all of these other little things that make money off of other people's misery. If that's who you want to be, then that's who you want to be. But that's a recurring theme. But the right side, the best side, right? What side are you on? Hopefully it's both. So you have to make a decision today. Is it risk-free? Is it reckless? Or is it calculated? Choose a side. Which side are you going to be on? Because you can't, there are very few states that you can stand and be in both states at the same time. I get it. There's some lines that you can do that in, right? But in life, you have to make a decision. You can't stand on both sides. Make a decision, but make a decision based on calculation, based on what you know is right, what you feel is right. And when you go into it, and you get over there, you're not blindsided that, okay, everything is not perfect over here. I did some calculations and I understand that, okay, we need to work out this kink and that kink. And stop just falling down every time some little thing happens and stop switching up. Oh, now I got to leave it. I got to do this. I got to do that. Oh my gosh, this happened or that happened. Ladies and gentlemen, nothing in life is perfect, right? Nothing in life is perfect. Once you figure that out and you figure out that, you know what, I'm going to affect change however I can affect change. I believe in where I am. I believe in what I'm doing. I believe in it. I believe. Once you get to that point, then guess what? Until something changes and the thing or the situation is no longer there that you believe in, then stick it out, right? Stick it out because you can make it. You can always make it. There's always room for you to go higher. You never really arrive, right? So, ladies and gentlemen, tell somebody that, you know what, I can make it today. You know, call somebody up and try to help them bridge a gap today. Call them up and ask them, what side, you know, are you on? Are you sticking and staying? Are you believing where you are? You know, are you on the right side, the best side? Are you making great decisions in life? Are you just standing still or are you being reckless? Guys, make some calculated decisions in life. Move yourself forward. Stop sitting around waiting on somebody else to jump in and rescue you. Be a participator in your own rescue. You know, what? I just say, I'm going to rescue myself. I'm going to pull myself out of this hole no matter what happens. And I'm going to make sure that I know how I feel in that hole. And I'm not going to walk down this road again because now I'm going to make some calculated decisions. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for chiming into The Grind this morning. Guys, if you're not following me on Instagram, go ahead and do so at The Grind 101 and Facebook, The Grind 101. Guys, on my personal page, it's Nathan McCray 1. Guys, I'd love to hear from you. Tell me how you love the show or, you know, how you don't love the show. Guys, we're the realest show ever. We bridge gaps here. Those things that other people don't say, then we're probably going to absolutely say them. So guys, we'll see you guys back here bright and early on our next show. This show happens every Tuesday and Thursday morning at 8 a.m. Tell somebody about The Grind. Guys, and I got some exciting news on the next show, so make sure you chime in. Guys, God bless you guys. Go bridge some gaps. Have a great day. Guys, you can make it. Absolutely.
Don't you know that I can make it?